Over the course of several hours, Norbrook had punctured, gouged, twisted, burned, and snapped, even collected a keepsake or two in the bargain. There wasn't much of this nigger left. He swung hard, the back of his hand catching Xander's mouth full on.
Quit the gibberish. Who put you up to this? Who helped you? You will tell me, or I will skin you alive.
Xander spat blood and laughed.
Flying has nothing to do with straining to rise, he said. Make friends with the wind. Wrap your arms around it. It will lift you if you let it.
The boy was a simpleton, capable only of useless babble. His failure to respond in due measure to the torments visited upon him had diminished Norbrook's long-anticipated pleasure. This demented creature was a disappointment, plain and simple. He'd tell Green that the boy had leaped at him like a raging animal. Fearing for his life, he'd stood his ground and killed him to preserve his own hide.
Look away, boy.
Defying Norbrook, Xander looked up instead.
Booba Yali, he said.